Hello, friends. Welcome back to the School of Self-Worth. I'm your host, Nicole Song. Today's topic is one that came from my clients because it's one that so many of them struggle with. And it is a problem that actually keeps them stuck at work and makes them feel like they're not really getting anything in terms of advancement or going to the next level in their careers. So first, I've got a question for you. Do you feel invisible or overlooked at work? Like you see so many people around you getting promoted or advancing, and you're struggling to get the promotion that's been promised to you for months or maybe even years. If so, then this is the episode for you. Today, I'll be sharing three simple secrets to get recognition at work without having to work more. In fact, working less is part of this plan. So stay tuned because this is a super good, juicy episode. And for those of you who want to learn the exact step-by-step to being seen and heard at work and stop being overlooked, DM me training at Nicole Song on Instagram and I will send you the details. Okay, friends, let's dig into this conversation. Welcome to the School of Self-Worth, a podcast for ambitious women who know they are worthy of an astoundingly great life. Join us weekly as we get on the right side of your intuition, redefine success, and reclaim your self-worth. I'm your host, Nicole Song, an award-winning journalist who left it all behind to become a best-selling author of 3 books and work-life balance expert helping ambitious women unlock their intuition and step into a life of fulfillment and radical joy. Every single week, I will bring you diverse and meaningful conversations with successful women from all walks of life who share insight about what it takes to be brave, joyful, and authentic every day. Every episode is thoughtfully designed to leave you feeling empowered with tangible tips and advice that will lead you to your next breakthrough. Hey everyone, so I am so excited to talk about today's topic because it's one that comes up over and over again for my clients who are all really successful women who are really far along in their careers and are doing really well on the surface. But what's happening for them on the inside is pretty challenging. Like many of them feel like they're the workhorses. They are the ones who are getting everything done. They're the person that everyone goes to get projects done. And yet, when it comes to promotion or advancement, they don't get the recognition. It doesn't matter how much they've done or how much work they've done, that they still feel like they are invisible. And when they're in that situation, and if this is you, and I'm assuming it's you because you're listening to this episode, you can start to feel upset. Like your bosses are purposefully ignoring you, that you start to feel disheartened and you feel anxious and your morale goes down and you just start to get really unmotivated about your work. Or if you have that perfectionist tendency, you might start to work even harder and you kind of go crazy and get really intense in your job. And then you are stressed out and anxious and then you feel like you're working so hard and you're getting nothing in return. And you feel like you need to change jobs or maybe start to come up with a new plan because this just is not working for you. So if this sounds like you, today I'm going to share with you the exact steps for you to get the recognition that you do desire at work without working more hours or forcing yourself to do things that make you sacrifice your sense of self, like making yourself speak up in meetings just for people to hear that you have a voice or feel like you're constantly forcing yourself into a position that is actually not true to you. Because I used to be you. I was the exact same way. When I was a journalist, I often felt overlooked. And it didn't matter what I had done previously. I always still felt like people weren't paying attention to what I was producing and how I was doing. And I remember a distinct moment when a friend got the exact job that I had wanted while I was still covering a topic that I had literally no interest in. And I felt like at that moment, like I must not be doing enough. Like how could nobody really understand that I was the right person for this next job? So what did I do? I worked harder. Like I was like, okay, I'm going to prove myself. I'm going to like get more stories done. I'm going to execute more. I tried to build better relationships. I was like, I must need to network more. And I would try to like have coffees with different bosses and editors at the paper. And I also worked on writing better and like trying to improve myself, my skill and my craft and applying for fellowships and other things that might show them that I was really a standout. And what happened is none of it worked. And it took me years to finally realize why. And it's this, is that elevated self-worth is actually the fastest, most effective way to get the recognition that you desire. And when you are outsourcing your self-worth to other people, like your bosses or your promotions, that is actually going to make you feel worse and not actually get the thing that you want, which is the promotion or the recognition. And for me, without a deep understanding of my value and a strong connection to my sense of self, I was never going to reach the next level in my career. So today we're going to talk about the three simple steps for you to get there. Okay, so let's do this. So here's the first step. And this one is actually probably the most challenging for pretty much everybody, which is a really simple question to ask yourself about what is it that you actually want? And you might be like, hey, Nicole, I know what I want. That's why I'm here. I want recognition at work. I want promotion. I want advancement. Here's the deeper question around what it is that you want. Why do you want that? What is the purpose for you to get that promotion or recognition? Is it to feel like you finally are getting recognized, acknowledged by an exterior force, by your bosses, by your industry? Are you only doing it because that's the ladder that you're supposed to climb? Are you doing it because it would make your parents happy? Are you doing it because you feel like more money will make your life better? And I'm not saying any of those things aren't worthwhile things, but is it something that you deeply desire? Or is it just an idea that you have about what success looks like? And where is it coming from? Like, this is a really interesting place to look. Like, so many successful women come to me and then they have all kinds of achievements under their belt, but they've just been climbing a ladder and they don't really know what it is that they want. It's just something that's built into the system for them to keep climbing that ladder regardless. So if you're not clear on what you want and why you want it, you're always going to struggle to get that recognition or the advancement for what it is that you're looking for. So this is the place to spend some time. Like, what exactly is my goal? Why do I want it? What is it going to give me? And just getting deeper into that level of like, where is this coming from? Which leads me to the next step. Step two is for you to define success for yourself. What exactly is success to you? And this is where we can start to get really granular about it. Like, say you did get a promotion, you got a huge bonus, and you get the money. Is that really going to make you happy? Is it really about the money? Or if you look around your life right now, you're actually like, I have enough money. I have everything that I could desire. I can go on vacation. I can travel. I can, you know, get all the car that I want. I can pay all my bills. What is it actually going to give you to get that promotion with the bonus? What does success actually mean to you? Does this mean now that you have the title, whether you want to go to director or VP, like next level, when you get that title, what is that going to give you? Will you actually be happier, or actually will you just have more responsibility, right? And these are important areas to explore, because sometimes we get fixated on things and you're like, I deserve it. I want it. Like, I've worked so hard for this. And then I'm not saying you don't deserve these things, but what is it going to really give you? And this is where defining success for yourself becomes so crucial. And this is a huge part of elevated self-worth, is really understanding what success is and being able to define that for yourself. And then now this leads me to the third piece of this. And I'm keeping today really simple because it's not really complicated, but it is something that we have to start to bring our attention and our focus to. And the last one is detachment. Now that you know your goal, your outcome, and you've defined success for yourself, this is literally the most important piece. You have to detach. You have to not be fixated on the goal. You have to realize it will come when it comes. And you have to really start to learn and practice total detachment. It's like, oh, like that goal would be so awesome. And I'm so content and happy with my life right now. And it sounds so easy. And it is very simple. And I've seen this so many times where my clients will understand they've done the first two steps and then they get super attached to the outcome. And that attachment is actually a constriction. It actually prevents us from getting what it is that we want because we want it so badly. And how can you actually say, oh, I'd really love it if that happens and I can't wait till it does and I'm so good with my life as it is. And that releasing of the control, surrendering, is actually the art of us getting the things that we desire. And I've seen it that the moment that they give up that they have to have it, the attachment to the outcome, that's exactly the moment the thing comes in. And if it isn't exactly the thing that they put out there, it's always something better. So when we can practice that detachment, that's how we open up the energy for us to get the things that we're really desiring in our life and things that we couldn't even have imagined. And that's the amazing outcome you can get when you start to follow these three steps. Okay, friends. So we're keeping it super simple today. Let me know any takeaways you have. DM me at Nicole Song on Instagram. Let me know what you think, what you're getting from this conversation, and let's continue the conversation. And if you are someone who wants to learn the exact step-by-step to being seen and heard at work, DM me training at Nicole Song on Instagram, and I'll send you some details. All right, friends, thanks so much for listening today. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Before you go, don't forget, if you are a high-achieving woman who wants to uncover your biggest blind spots preventing fast, intuitive decisions, I've got a 72-second assessment for you. So make sure to DM me quiz on @NicoleSong at Instagram. And thank you for being here and for listening. We read every note that we get from you about how the podcast is making a difference in your life. Please know how much we appreciate each and every one of you. Until next time, I'm Nicole Song, and this is the School of Self-Worth.